Proclamation number 6535 of 29th of April, 1956. Right use of vital energy. The fact that you can want, think and act already presupposes a force in you. The vital energy which is at every human being's disposal during his earthly existence. Now thinking, wanting and acting can just relate to earthly things. The human being, in his entire nature, can be oriented in just an earthly manner. Then the vital energy will only be used for earthly purposes and everything achieved will decay with the death of the body, i.e., it is transitory and therefore has no lasting value. Then the human being has led a useless life. Then it was an idle life which he has covered. He has used the vital energy to which he is entitled in the wrong way. The right use of vital energy consists in his creating spiritual possessions for himself. That his thoughts, intentions, and actions aim at spiritual gain which will remain with him forever, for every earthly action can also result in spiritual success. A person's intentions and thoughts can be directed right if they are determined by love, which then urges the person to use the vital energy again for loving activity. Every activity can be based on two different motives. Earthly achievements can stimulate the human being and drive him to activity, but the human being can also be driven by love to wanting, thinking, and acting, and then every activity will result in spiritual success. Then the vital energy is used in the right way. Then it is used according to divine will. Then earthly life is successful for the soul. Then the human being fulfills the purpose of his earthly life, and the vital energy yields him spiritual strength which he can take with him into the kingdom of the beyond. Thus you humans have been given the means to acquire spiritual wealth by being supplied with vital energy, which in itself is a gift from God, because you once rejected every irradiation of power from God. But it would not be possible for you to pass the test of free will on earth if you were not allocated the amount of vital energy which a free decision of will requires. For precisely the utilization of this vital energy is the decision of will. And it is solely a matter of whether the energy is used in the sense of God's adversary or whether the vital energy is determined by love, thus by the divine principle. Whether it is used to acquire spiritual strength and to be released from every fetter in which the soul is put by God's adversary. Earthly life was given to the human being for this purpose, and this decision of will is extremely significant. After all, it determines the state after death in the spiritual kingdom. If your thoughts, intentions, and actions are only directed in an earthly manner, you will only use up your vital energy without any success, for the end of your physical life is certain and you will enter the kingdom of the beyond without a plus. But if you let the love within you determine all your actions, thoughts, and intentions, then you will accumulate a treasure of spiritual possessions and you will not live in vain on this earth. However, the vital energy is usually only utilized in an earthly manner, and yet it alone can help you to attain eternal wealth, since everything earthly is one day subject to decay. Spiritual possessions, however, are not obviously recognizable, whereas earthly goods are visible and tangible and therefore much more likely to be striven for. But one day you humans will lose your vital energy, and then it will turn out how you have used it, whether riches await you on the other side or whether you will have to live in poverty and misery, in weakness and darkness, because you fail to acquire lasting possessions on earth. because you did not use your vital energy for the purpose for which it was given to you. Amen.